Well, good morning. Hey, this is Jeremiah here with Coffee and Confessions. I'm so glad to get to be with you. How you doing today? Are you pumped up about the week? Are you ready to go? Well, get your coffee, get your drink. I've got my coffee here, and we're getting ready for a wonderful week. Praise the Lord. I haven't got to do as many coffee confessions as I'd like to, so I'm excited that we're here today, and I hope that you're pumped up today. Praise the Lord. Are you thrilled? Are you excited? Well, you know, the Word of God should get you pumped up and get you excited. Praise the Lord. So let's go ahead and start at the top here. We're going to be doing our confessions right off the website there, jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. And you just hit the pages tab and go to confessions. And you can literally copy it if you'd like to have it for yourself, or if you want to use it for something else, you can copy those confessions off. And you can literally read them with us as we go. And we're just going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. Praise the Lord in the Lord. Do you believe that? Hey, I believe it. I believe we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go ahead and I always like to start out with a scripture. And I'm going to start out with one here. And let's go ahead and go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6. And I like this scripture so much. Great meditation for getting your needs met if you have some needs today. And that's what it says here, Matthew 6, the 12th verse is, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." You know, whatever you're wanting to happen for yourself, whatever you're wanting to happen for your future, it's important to do that for someone else. Sow into someone else's dreams. Sow into someone else's goals. Amen. You know, God will bring that back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen. You know, you're giving to people's dreams and praying for other people. Are you wanting people to pray for you? Are you praying for other people? Or if you want people to show love to you, are you showing love to other people? Hey, it talks about there, you know, you if good things are to come happening for you, you need to make sure that you're making it happen for someone else. I love that. Praise the Lord. So let's go ahead and start at the top here. And as Psalms 103:2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Almost like David's just pumped up and ready to go. As Psalms 103:2, it says, "Lord, in obedience to your word, I recall and receive anew today all the benefits Jesus has provided for me. He has forgiven all my sins." Isn't that right? He had not just a few. He's forgiven all your sins. He's our healer. We receive his healing and health today. Our life is redeemed from destruction. We're crowned with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. He executeth righteousness and judgment for me against oppression. I am free. He makes known his ways to us. We're his child, and we follow him, and we receive his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need. Isn't that good? You need grace and mercy? Have you ever really just needed some grace and mercy? I don't know about you, but I'm always needing grace and mercy. And we just attain it in times of need. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, let's go ahead and go to these three prayers. These are powerful prayers. I believe they'll change your life if you're praying these on the daily. And I've heard other people talk about how they've changed their lives. Just these three powerful prayers, these Pauline prayers. Let's go ahead and pray these prayers here together. All right, let's go ahead and read them together. Father, according to Ephesians 1:16 through 23, you've given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ. I thank you that my eyes of understanding are being enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. You're revealing to me, notice I'm praying to myself, the exceeding greatness of your power, according to your working of your mighty power, which raised Christ from the dead and set him at your right hand. Well, let's go ahead and go to the next one there in Ephesians 3:14 through 20. And just put yourself in there just like we did on the last one. Grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. I praise you, Lord, that you're able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. Oh, that's good. And here's the last one in Colossians, the 1:9-11 verses here. It says, I pray that you'll fill me with the knowledge of your will and all spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase the knowledge of you, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Boy, that's some powerful, powerful prayers right there. Well, we're going to get into some confessions for fear and worry. Are you dealing with fear? I know my brother, Michael, he's talking about how he just did a message on fears. You know, we're not supposed to be fearful people, right? God said he hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind, right? And so we're going to go ahead and do some great confessions for fear today. And if you're dealing with fears and worries, these will be great confessions for you. Let's go ahead and get into that. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good, Romans 12, 21, and 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Greater is he that is in me than he is the world, 1 John 4, 4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me, Psalms 23, 4. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54, 14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord, Isaiah 54, 17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am like a tree by rivers of water, Psalms 1, 3. Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will, Galatians 1, 4. No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, Psalms 91, 10. For you have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, Psalms 91, 11. And my pathway is life, and there is no death, Proverbs 12, 28. I'm a doer of the word, and I'm blessed in my deeds, James 1, 22 through 25. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me, Ephesians 6, 16. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid any sickness to come on me, Galatians 3, 13. Overcome by the blood of Christ, the word of my testimony, Revelations 12, 11. The devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name, James 4, 7. The word of God is forever sealed in heaven, Psalms 119, 89. And great is the peace of my children, for they're taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54, 13. Well, here's some great confessions for material needs. Maybe you're needing some stuff today. Well, you know, your mouth is right where it begins. And so it's important that you're speaking the right things, you know. You'd be surprised how many people got so many different things from what they're saying coming out of their mouth. They really believe it, you know. But Jesus said mountains are moved by what you're speaking, right? And we look at that in Mark 11, 23. And so it's important that we're speaking the right things, right? Notice that wasn't Mark, that wasn't Jeremiah 11, 23. That was Jesus 11, 23, Mark 11, 23. And he's the one of the red letters speaking that. And so it's important that we're abiding by what Jesus says there. So let's go ahead and look at this here. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death, Galatians 3:13, Deuteronomy 28. For poverty he's giving me wealth. For sickness he's given me health, 2 Corinthians 8:9. I'm rich because of the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22. I delight myself in the Lord. He gives me the desires of my heart, Psalms 37:4. I have given and has given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things and abound to all good works, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound toward me, 2 Corinthians 9:8. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Oh, that's some good stuff right there. Great meditation, too. Praise the Lord, right? Remember, he told Joshua, he said, Joshua, meditate day and night, right? To observe, to do, right? You know, it's not just, you meditating on the word. It's about you observing to do. One of the ways we do it is by speaking it out of our mouth, observing to speak, right? We know salvation came just by speaking it. You know, it's important that you're speaking what you believe in your heart, praise the Lord, right? Let's look here for some great scriptures for guidance and wisdom each day. Are you needing some guidance? Are you needing some wisdom? Well, these are some great, great spirit, great words to speak, great scriptures to speak. I'm going to spit it out there. Some great things to speak out of your mouth for guidance and wisdom. So let's go ahead and get into it. The spirit of truth abideth in me and teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth, John 16, 13. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things, 1 John 2, 20. God gives me wisdom freely, James 1, 5. I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37, 23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against, James 1, 5. I trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, Proverbs 3, 5. In all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he directs my path, Proverbs 3, 6. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalms 119, 105. He will perfect that which concerneth me, Psalms 138, 8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3, 16. I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice, and a stranger I will not follow, John 10, 3 through 4. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word of God, Romans 12, 2. Isn't that good? And here's some great scriptures. We're getting to close to the end here. But here are some great scriptures for comfort and strength. Are you needing some comfort and strength today? Maybe you feel alone today.
And
maybe you feel very depleted. You know, these are some great scriptures that'll help you have comfort and strength. So let's go ahead and start speaking the right things for you. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will let not the word depart from before my eyes, for it is life and it is health, Proverbs 4:21 through 22. I let no corrupt words come out of my mouth, but that which is good to edify, in Ephesians 4:29. I refuse to give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I speak the truth in love and grow up in him in all things, Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life, John 10:28. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything, Colossians 3:15. That which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow, and that which I do allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth, Matthew 6:16-19. I'm a believer, and these signs do follow me. I speak with new tongues. I take authority over the devil and lay hands on the sick, and they recover, Mark 16:17-18. I am complete in him who is the head of all principality and power, Colossians 2:10. Then we just have a couple here that I like to do at the end. And it's powerful to think about what God's wanting to do this year. Do you believe God's wanting to do some wonderful things in us this year? Well, let's look at this real quick. I am the healed of the Lord, 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5. Favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, side to side, Psalms 5:12. No weapon formed against me will succeed, Isaiah 54:17. And I believe what's been prophesied this year, that this is the year of progression. Amen. God's going to progress to do good things in my life this year. Do you believe he's going to progress to do good things in your life? Amen. More favor this year. More prosperity this year. Amen. More healing this year. More restoration this year. Amen. That's what he's prophesied. And I believe he's doing that for you this year. Do you believe it? Amen. Well, hey, I enjoyed my time with you today. And I hope that you're ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you. And thank you for spending time with me doing Coffee and Confessions. You have a great week. God bless you. If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to JeremiahSmithMinistries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.